ॐ
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्बत्वमनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी यं ब्रह्म वरुणैन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः सुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैस्साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदै गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानोपस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यन्तं न विदुत्सुरासुरदं देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। So we are almost finished with the 16th chapter. We have three shlokas today, and then we'll do two next week, which talks about the people who are divine, Daivi Sampatti, and those who are the Asuri Sampatti, or what Gurudev calls diabolically fallen. And we have been covering in detail the people who are diabolically fallen, because that is Asuri again does not mean some Rakshas from the Puranas, but people who are selfish, people who are violent, people who want to control the world and control others. They want maximum wealth, maximum power, and to get that, they are ready to do any and every vicious actions. And Bhagavan Sri Krishna has given them different adjectives, ahankaram, balam, dharpam, kamam, krodham, chasam, shritaha. And he says, they hate me in themselves and they hate me in others. So whenever I hate anybody, it is Bhagwan himself whom I am hurting. And in the last week, we had talked about what happens to such people. Bhagwan says, tanaham dvishata kruran samsaresho naradhamman Shipamya Ajisram Shubham Asuri Shwevshva Yonishu. He says these people who are diabolic, evil, what is their end result? What happens to them? He says ultimately they go to the worst of hells. And he says, I throw them. Throw them means it's not that he is choosing to throw them, but this individual is choosing his or her result because of their own karmas. So not only this life becomes hell, their old age, generally such people suffer in their old age and also go through different worlds, different hells, and then their next life also continues. Last week we had talked about karma daru, that street where you go and then when you come back, all your karmas are waiting to come back into your backpack. So we had talked about, so now Bhagwan is continuing about these people, how and why they go to these states and then what happens to them. And he has talked about three things, Kama, Krodha and Lobha, which we have talked before. He has been telling us from second chapter, but I think we haven't got it yet. So Bhagwan feels the need to repeat it. So we'll do shloka number 20. Chapter 16, shloka number 20. Asurim yonima pannaha.
Asurim yonima pannaha.
Mudha janmani janmani. Mama prapyaiva kaunteya. Tato yantyadhamam gatim. Together. Asurim yonima pannaha. Mudha janmani janmani. Mama prapyeva kaunteya tato yantyadhamam gatim. So this Bhagavan says, what happens to such people, not only in this life, but in multiple lives? He says, asurim yonim apannaha, having come, arrived into this asuri yoni, this life of wrong ideas, wrong concepts, wrong thoughts. And he calls these people mudha. Mudha means one who are foolish. Even though we have the human intellect, those who live like ignorant people, deluded people, who do not have the right goal in mind, do not have the right purpose, and live their life in a tamasic way. So he says, mudha janmani janmani. Lifetime after lifetime they go on. And that is the problem, that most majority of the people, that's all their goal is. You know, how much can I accomplish? How successful I can be? How much I can cheat? How much I can get others? And life after lifetime, they continue. Why? Because they don't have the clear goal. And Bhagavan tells us the goal right here. He says, mam aprapya eva, not having reached me, not having obtained me, not having come to me, O Kaunteya, O Kunti's son, Arjuna, not having reached me, tato, then yanti adhamam gatim, they go to the worst gati. Worst gati means the worst path and the worst goal. Adhamam, adhamam means the lowest of the low they reach. So, as we can see, Bhagavan knows that these people will not, even though they have heard this, they think, I already know. Bhagavad Gita to aata hai, I know. It is karma karo, karma ki chinta ni karo. That's all they know, one line. You know, and that's they say, I know Bhagavad Gita. There are 18 chapters, 700 shlokas, but they don't think they need to listen or hear or attend. And they continue this, even though they have been told by their parents, told by their teachers, told by the guru, told by the wise people, but they continue lifetime after lifetime. They don't learn the lesson, despite being repeatedly taught. And same thing, I think Bhagavan knows, because he's repeating these same ideas, because he realizes how important these ideas are. And only through repetition, we have for many lifetimes gone in the wrong way. To change the direction towards him, Bhagavan knows that he has to repeat and hammer the point. So he says, these people continue. Why do they continue this? Because their whole purpose in life is extrovert. What? Because they are looking for everything outside. Whatever I see alone is real. I have a Bhagavad Gita if you want. We are doing chapter 16, shloka number 20. So they say their whole life is extrovert. What I see is real. That alone. God, I don't know, hoga kahi, maybe he's somewhere. As long as he doesn't bother me, I don't bother him. I live my life, let him live his life. And because of their extrovert, their whole purpose in life is outside. What can I get physically? What joys I can get emotionally? How I can enjoy life intellectually? How much success I can have? And that's all their purpose in life. And that's all they do all day. You know, all day they're thinking. And if they are not doing anything, not doing acquiring or possessing, they are binge watching. binge watching TV, you know, whole day TV or whole day internet or surfing, just going to useless site. WhatsApp, we spend so much time on WhatsApp. I am also guilty of that. So much time we spend on all these sites unnecessarily, binge watching, you know, all or binge eating. That's another thing. When they have nothing else to do, open the fridge and start eating. And because of that, the sattva reduces and they predominantly live a life of tamas and rajas. They do activity, but with the idea of tamasic, that what can I get out of it? How can I harm others? How can I become most powerful? How many people I can step over? How many people I can overcome? And that is what happens to these people. Their life is tamas and rajas. There is no sattva. If there is, it is so small, you can't even see it. And somebody asked Saint Francis, you know, he says, Father, you know, he called him Father. He says, I never used to know that I have so many bad qualities before I started coming to you to learn. And before I started studying all this, I didn't know I have all these. So Saint Francis says, actually, it is a sign of progress. Because before we started this Gita classes, did we know? I didn't know that we have all these negativities, all these problems. We didn't know that before we met Pujya Gurudev and Swami Tejo Mayananda Ji and all these acharyas. And before we studied Bhagavad Gita openly, we had no idea, you know. We really had no idea. We used to know, okay, Diwali may you light firecrackers, Navratri may you do this, Dashera. That's all we thought. And that is all Hindu culture. Even now people think that's all it is. You can go and, you know, just celebrate, have firecrackers, mithai, dance, ho gaya. That is Hinduism. That is Hindu culture. They don't realize how much. And that's what Pujya Gurudev's contribution has been to the world, that he has started from kindergarten, teaching our children the value of this knowledge, not only from kindergarten, but all the way up to age 90. We all need to learn. And we think that we know it, but no. So that's what Saint Francis said, that you and I, we always have had these negative qualities, but we never looked within. See, we always looked outside, you know, for happiness. But when you start looking within, then you say, yeah, that's true. I also have some jealousy. I also have some anger. I also have selfish desire. So in our mind, there are two zones, the zone of darkness and the zone of light. They are there in everybody's. And the question is, where do you pay attention to? Do you pay attention to all the dark qualities, the dark tendency? That's why tamas is labeled as black. Because that is where all the ignorance, all the wrong ideas are. And sattvic is of the nature of light. We had heard in the 14th chapter, Bhagavan will again tell us in the 17th chapter about the gunas. So it says that the light of knowledge is within us, because Bhagavan is within us. As Om, Lord is always within us as the light of knowledge, as the light of consciousness. But our attention is not towards God, towards the world. Can I have my pointer? Towards the world of BMI, OET. That's all we spend our time in. And we don't look within to the Om, to God's presence within us. So that is the problem. And that's why it says when you become introvert, when you become introvert, the black one. Thank you. So when we become introvert, then we can turn inward to Om, to God's presence within. And that is the purpose of human birth. And that is the path we have to take. And oftentimes we get discouraged. You know, I have been doing it, but I'm still not able to. Why am I not able to? Why am I still falling back into laziness, falling back into selfishness? So Bhagavan Sri Krishna tells us, even he tells Arjuna in the 16th chapter, it says, Ma Shucha, don't worry. All of us have the potential to become, you know, Mahatmas, to become great, to become spiritual sadhakas, to become spiritual seekers. And even to attain enlightenment in this life itself, all we have to do is make sure that we are on the path of success, moving in the right direction through regular sadhana, through service, through prayers, through the right knowledge, through listening to Bhagwan's teachings, you know, from Pujya Gurudev and all of those, applying those in our life. So success is guaranteed. We have to put the effort. So talking about success, this man was a multimillionaire. He had millions of dollars in the bank. So this guy comes to him, says, you are a reporter. He says, you are a millionaire. He says, yes. He says, to what do you attribute this? He says, I attribute this to my wife. He said, to your wife? That's very good. So what were you before you were married? He said, I'm a millionaire now. Before I married, I was a billionaire. So not that kind of success, but success going in the right direction. That is the kind of success we want. And Bhagwan says we have to remake our personality. We have been making all our ideas in one way alone. Me, myself, and I are at the most me, myself, and my family. But how can I change my life, turn my direction inward, find God's presence within, and then share my love, share my compassion, share my kindness with all others? So I have to remake my brain, remake my thoughts, remake my ideas, remake my concepts, which have been going in the wrong direction. And Bhagwan had said that very beautifully in the 15th chapter, Nirmana Moha, Jitta Sangha Dosha, Adhyatma Nitya, Vinivritta Kamaha, Dvandvair Vimukta, Sukha Dukha Sangehi, Gachantya Mura, Padamavyayam Tat. So those who do not have mana, pride, moha, and who are freed from the dosha of attachment of sangha, Adhyatma Nitya Vinivritta Kamaha, their desires have gone and they are always centered on the Lord within, on me within you, Bhagwan says. Gachanti Amudha, these wise people come to the highest state, that is, come to me. So hope is there for every one of us. All we have to do is turn the direction from outward to inward, and meditation helps. Sit down in quiet, silent, and connect to God within, and doing regular puja, regular chanting, all those help. And we'll talk a little more about that in the next shloka, how we can redirect our life. Bhagwan says that there is a way out. You know, this sounds very depressing, right? All these qualities. So Bhagwan says, don't worry, I'll show you the way out. It's like you are caught in the maze and then you get a guide, or you're lost in the forest and then you happen to find somebody. Can you show me the way out of this forest? Bhagwan says, yes, I have a way out of this forest of ignorance. And that is in shloka number 21, where Bhagwan tells us how to get out of this forest of ignorance. Trividam narkasyedam. Narkasedam dvaram nashanam atmanah. Kama krodastatha lobhah. Tasmade tatrayam tyajet.
Tasmade tatrayam tyajet.
Together, trividham narkasyedam dvaram nashanam atmanah kama krodastatha lobhah tasmade tatrayam tyajet. So trividham narkasya idam dvaram. So of this naraka, which he had talked about in the 19th shloka, and he says in the 20th also that they go to this worst gati, worst adhama gati, which is the lowest hell. not only in after the life, but in this life itself, their life becomes hell. So trividham of this naraka, narakasya, sixth case of this narkya, narakasa, idam narakam, trividham dvaram. There are three doors to this naraka, to this sorrowful state. And what does these doors do? Nashanam atmanaha. They destroy yourself. If you want to destroy yourself, go on this path. There are three doors, Bhagavan says. There are three beautiful gates, and we can choose either of them, all of them, because they are all connected. In one commentary I was reading, it is one gate, and then the second gate within it, and the third gate. So these three gates are what? Kama, Krodha, Lobha. Our old friends, Kama is selfish desire, Krodha is anger. Ah, I don't get what I want, and when I want, greed, Lobha. Tasmat, therefore Bhagavan says, etat trayam tyajet. These three tyajet should be given up. He's using the potential that vidhiling that it should be given up. Bhagavan is not saying you must give it up, you have to give it up. He says it should be given up because if you don't give up, choice is yours. You know, you will suffer the consequences. So there is the way out. I was reading a commentary in Bombay. If you are at the big station, you know, they used to call it VT, Victoria Terminus. Now they call it Bori Bandar. And if you go there and there's like trains going all over, you know, there's like 30 or 40, you know, stations, what you call platforms. But there are three main from Bombay. One goes towards Delhi, one goes to Calcutta, one goes to Chennai. So these are the three main tracks. And of course, on the way, they stop in Ahmedabad, Valsar, Indore, and Bhopal and all. And same way, on the way to Calcutta, on the way to Chennai, they stop at Hyderabad. So there are three main tracks. And then there are smaller, you know, trains, like they go to Lonavala or to Nasik or to Pune. So those are the medium gauge or the small. So just as there are three main tracks leading out of Bori Bandar station in Bombay, similarly, there are three main tracks to take us to hell. And then there are side ones. So what are the main? Kama, Krodha, Lobha. Selfish desire, greed, anger, and greed. And then there are the small ones like Matsarya, like jealousy. Matta Sarati, why this person has gone ahead of me? That is Matsarya. Mother is pride, moha, delusion. All those are smaller tracks. But the three main ones that Bhagavan mentions from second chapter onward till the 16th chapter, he has not forgotten. And he will again mention in the 18th chapter also. So in the second chapter, he had said very clearly, Dhyayato Vishayan Punsa Sangas Deshu Pajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha Kamat Krodho Vijayate Krodhat Bhavati Sammohaha Sammohat Smriti Vibhramshaha Smriti Vibhramshat Buddhi Nashat Pranashyati. So he says, thinking about vishayas, sense objects all the time. That's all we think morning to night, objects, things. And then what happens? You get an attachment, sangha, you get attachment and you get so attached and your desire becomes so strong that it turns into kama, into overwhelming desire where nothing else satisfies. And then when I don't get what I want, kamat krodho dhijayate. Krodha. And if I get it, I get greed. And we'll talk about anger and greed. But starting about vishayas, so krodhat bhavati sammoha. Then once I get angry, then all my wisdom is gone. I get moha. Smriti Vibhramshaha, all my good memories, all my good ideas are gone. Smriti Vibhramshat Buddhi Nashaha, my buddhi gets destroyed and Buddhi Nashat Pranashyati. So it starts, everything starts with desire. Desire is their oldest brother. They say there are six brothers and sisters, but desire is on top. Then anger, greed, jealousy, hatred, pride, arrogance, all follow. It starts from desire. And where does desire start from? Ignorance. Ajnanam. I do not know that I am complete. I am Om. I am that Brahman, that consciousness. Not knowing that, I look at the world of OET for my happiness, for my completeness, and that starts desire. And then when I don't get, anger is becoming so prevalent nowadays. In fact, Americans, we should be very proud because we have exported a lot of great ideas. One of them is that if I don't get what I want, let me take a gun and shoot everybody. And we are the best in that. Now in Thailand, you must have read, this guy was fired from his job, this policeman, because he was taking drugs. So they fired him. So what does he do? He takes a gun because he has, on the internet, he has read, and on the TV, you know, how great this is, that take a gun and shoot. And where does he go? To a daycare center where there are 2 and 3 and 4 year old kids. And he killed 36 of them, including a pregnant teacher. What have they done to you? You know, they have done nothing to you. These 36 people he has killed. And then he goes home, shoots his wife, son, and himself. And that is all, that is America's gift to the world, because that's how we solve all problems in this country. If you are not happy, kill your boss. Like in Merced, this guy shot the Sikh family, you know, he kidnapped. That is what is happening. That is the problem with anger. And then if I get what I want, then greed, constant greed. I was reading somewhere, he said, desire comes once in a while. Anger comes once in a while. But greed is constant, day and night, 24 hours. I want, I want, I want, I want more, I want more, I want more. And then that leads to all the other negativities. If somebody gets more, I get jealous. I get pride. I'm arrogant about those who have less than me. And all this starts. And in our Puranas, we have three beautiful examples of Kama, Krodha, and Lobha. Beautiful examples. Kama is Ravana. Ravana had this desire for Sitaji. I must have her. And for just to get her, he sacrificed the whole Lanka. And his wife told him, his brother told him, he kicked his brother out. Even his son tells him, father, just for one woman, you're destroying the whole country. You know, the whole Lanka was burnt and was perished. He didn't care. He said, I must have her. And for that Kama, he was ready to sacrifice, including his own life, his own son, his own brother, everybody, all his Rakshas warriors, they were all killed just for one Kama, for one desire. And Krodha, the best example is Kamsa. Kamsa was angry because Krishna escaped from his jail. And because of that anger, he killed all the children of Gokul. He said, all the newborns, just go kill them, because at least one of them will be Bhagavan Sri Krishna. That is a prime example of anger, that I want to destroy everything. And then greed, the best example is Duryodhana. Krishna went to him, Bhagavan, and said, give them 5 villages to the Pandavas. They'll be satisfied. They will stop the war. Each one, just give them, he said, not even the amount of earth on a needle, even sui ke barabar, even on the tip of a needle, that much earth I don't want to give. If they want kingdom, let them fight for it. And so for that 5 villages, he killed his whole 100 brothers, including himself. And Bhishma died, and Drona died, and Karna died, and all these Kripachar, all these great warriors were killed. Why? Because he wouldn't give up that land. So that's what we see in our Puranas, that these examples are plenty. Of course, on the other hand, we have examples of great Mahatmas who sacrificed everything. People like Raja Harishchandra, who gave away his whole kingdom. So we have good examples also. And that's why in our Balbihar, we try to teach them examples from Ramayana and Mahabharata, what to do, what not to do. And, you know, we teach them about saints of India and the West. So what is the problem with Kama, attachment, sangha. I get attached to this object. I must have it. And Bhagavan Shankaracharya ji says it very beautifully. He says, how do you get rid of sangha? Through satsanga. So there can be kusanga. You can be attached to bad things, or you can be attached to satsanga. What, you know, we are doing today, what we are together discussing. Satsangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nischaltatvam, jivan muktihi. So nirmohatvam, nirmohatvam, nischaltatvam, nischaltatve jivan muktihi. So he says, develop satsang. So with the company of wise people, can be in the form of books, can be in the form of lectures, can be for, you know, studying from the guru, talking about guru. We have Swami Ishwarananji who will be here next week. Starting not tomorrow, but the next Monday to Friday, every evening, he will talk on Shweta Ashvatara Upanishad, chapter 1. It will be from 7 to 8. So that is satsang. When these great Mahatmas come, we will have the talks on in person here in the same room. But those of you who are out of town can log in on Zoom. We'll have the same Zoom link. We would encourage as many of you as possible to come and attend in person, because it is always better to be with Mahatmas rather than listen on Zoom. But if you are unable to, or if you are from out of town, Zoom is okay. But as many as you, and it will be the same link. It will be next Monday to Friday, 17 to 21, from 7 to 8 p.m. Shweta Ashvatara Upanishad. So satsang. Satsang is the way to get out of this strong attachment. These attachments are so strong, so powerful, that we find we are unable to get out of them. How do I get out of these strong attachments? So there is a very beautiful word in Sanskrit called pratipaksha bhavana. Pratipaksha bhavana means develop the opposite bhava. So if I have desire, what do? I start sharing. Give as much as I can, whatever I can. If I have wealth, I give wealth. If I have time, I give time. If I have love, I give love. If I have knowledge, I give knowledge. So giving reduces desire. What about anger? Notice that when I got angry last time, how I said the wrong thing, did the wrong thing, hurt people, and learn from that. Or if you see somebody else getting angry, try to be shant yourself. Somebody may be angry with you, but you say shanti, shanti. You tell yourself in your mind, shant raho, shant raho. No need to get angry. So develop this pratipaksha bhavana. And greed, again, same way. You know, sharing, because whatever I have is God's gift to me. So let me use what I have to make this world a better place. And they say, change your sankalpas. You know, people say, you know, I haven't been to Las Vegas in a long time. We used to go every few months. Better than that, you say, I haven't been on a pilgrimage in a long time. Maybe next vacation, let me go to Kashi and Banaras and, you know, Gangotri, Yamunotri. Or let me go visit the temples. There are so many temples, so many. When we are sightseeing, traveling, go to the local Chinmaya mission. There are Chinmaya missions everywhere. If you have a Sunday, go meet the Swamiji. So you can change the sankalpa. That vacation can be a spiritual vacation. Or like, I haven't had a party in my house in a long time. You see, I haven't had satsang in my house in a long time. And when Swamiji comes, invite him to do satsang at home. So you can change your sankalpas. You know, instead of saying that, you know, you can still have a gathering, but make it a spiritual gathering. You know, you can still have food and, you know, enjoyment, but let people learn something from it. So this the last, almost the last few chapais of Ramayana, Tulsidas ji says it beautifully. It's the best, one of the best lines. He says, Jimmy, he Kami hi jimi kamini, lobhi jimi dam, timi raghunatha nirantayar Nirantara Lagahu Priya Mohi Ram. He says, just as a person who has a lot of desire, lot of lust, what does he want? The opposite sex, right? That's all he thinks about. It can be male or female, all the time thinking about the opposite sex. And how about a person who is lobhi, who wants more money? So day and night, that's all he's thinking of, money, money, money. So he says, just as a lusty person thinks of the opposite sex, a greedy person thinks all the time of money, Timi Raghunath Nirantara Priya Lagu Mohi Ram. He says, that's how I want to be. But all the time think about Raghunath, about Sri Rama. And may I think about him with the same intensity that this greedy person is thinking about money. May I have that same intensity for Bhagwan Sri Ram. And that's one of the last chapais that he ends with that. He says, oh, Bhagwan Sri Ram, please bless me, oh, Raghunath, that may I always think about you with that same intensity which a greedy person thinks about money and a selfish person, lusty person thinks about the opposite sex. So what they say is shift your direction. Desires will be there, but shift your desire in a positive way. We'll do the last shloka today, shloka number 22. Where he says that if you follow this path that I am telling you, this path that, first of all, in the first three shlokas, Bhagavan told us what to do. Then up to 21, he tells us what not to do. So 18 shlokas he has spent on what not to do. Again, not because this is the main chapter where he has talked negative. Otherwise, throughout, Bhagavan Krishna is giving us positive advice, do this, do this, do this. But then he realizes, I need a strong chapter. A thappad marna. He wants to give us a slap so that we learn. So that's why he has put this chapter number 16. So now in the end, he tells us that what happens to people who have given up this path of Asuri and who have taken up Daivi path. So shloka number 22. Etair vimukta kaunteya. Tamo dvarai stribhir naraha. Acharat yatmana shreya. Tato yati param gatim. Together. Etair vimukta kaunteya. Tamo dvarai stribhir naraha. Acharat yatmana shreya. Tato yati param gatim. So, having etai, this is the third case, it is the fifth case, etai, from these, plural fifth case, vimukta, mukta means free, one means, vimukta means visheshena mukta, one who has become completely free from these, kama, krodha, lobha, anger, greed, jealousy, and desire, anger, and greed. So one who is completely free, Kaunteya, O Arjuna, Kunti, son Arjuna, tamodvaraihi, from these gates of tamas, from these gates of hell, gates of tamas, tribhihi, from these three, naraha, naraha means this human being, can be male or female, nara includes nari, so both, so whoever this individual is, who is completely free from these three, anger, desire, anger, and greed, tamodvaraihi, tribihi, from these five, from these three gates, naraha, what happens to him? Acharati. Acharan means his conduct. What does his conduct? Atmana shreya, for his own being, it is shreya, it is good for him. And it is good for others. We'll talk about Shreya. And then once he has accomplished that, Tataha, then Yati, he goes to param gatim, he goes to the highest goal. That is me, myself. Bhagavan says, such a person reaches the highest goal of self-realization. But it has to start with giving up these three and then progressing from there and developing positive qualities. So how does desire come when somebody gives us something for nothing? We say, "Are this? He gave us something for nothing." Nobody gives you something for nothing. It hasn't happened in COVID, but before COVID, I remember some of our technicians, you know, in the surgery center we worked, and they would all get this free trip to Las Vegas. So they would take their husband, and this would be a free bus. It would leave at about 2 p.m, takes them at 6:00, puts them in downtown Las Vegas, which is away from all the big casinos. The small casinos pay. And the bus is free. They give you a snack and they give you $40 of tokens. They are free bus ride and plus a snack plus for free $40. Great. So they have given you maybe $70 or $80 or $100 worth, you know, for the bus, and they'll take 50, 60 people. But each one of them, and then the bus doesn't leave till 10 a.m. So you are there from 6 p.m. to 10 a.m. all night. And what do? You eat and then you gamble. And they know that they have given you $100. They will get at least 500, probably 1,000 from you. Because everybody who goes to Las Vegas goes with pocket full of money. And by the time 10 a.m., they have completely cleaned you out. And then the whole bus comes back depressed. They go very enthusiastic, laughing. We'll win and come back. All the odds are in their favor. So nobody gives you something for nothing. So desire comes when I get something for nothing. So Gurudev says that you have to remove the negative, only then room for positive will come. Gurudev says it in his commentary. How can giving away negative result in positive? So it says, give away these negative qualities, anger, greed, jealousy, hatred, arrogance, pride, moha, all these. And then your mind, which is free of negative, then there is space. Otherwise, if your mind is full of desires, where is the time for God? I was reading yesterday some commentary, and this was a different text. And he says, when you come to a lecture, this was a Swamiji talking, he says, you already have preconceived ideas. Your mind is so full, and no matter what I say, it doesn't enter. Why? Because there is no space in your mind for me to fill it. So that is what they say, that if you remove the negativities, then only Puja Gurudev's advice or Bhagavan Sri Krishna's advice can come to us. And that's what Gurudev says, that when we want to progress on the path, we have to put effort. I was listening to one Swamiji. He says, say you have ill health. You know, you have some bad health. Why? Because we have some bad habits, maybe smoking or not exercising, overeating or whatever, you know, drinking, whatever. So you first start with, I'll give up these habits. I won't do that. You know, I'll start exercising. I'll start eating healthy. I'll give up smoking, drinking, all these. And then even if that doesn't work, then you go to a doctor and you say, oh, doctor, you know, look, I have breathing difficulty. I used to smoke. I have given up, but I still have difficulty. So, okay, I'll give you some medicine for breathing, you know, for your liver or whatever. So similarly, when we give up these negative qualities and we still don't achieve success, then go to the doctor, guru. Guru is our doctor who then will give us the medicine of Vedanta, the medicine of Bhagavad Gita, the medicine of Upanishads to cure our illness and remove it from the root. Because what is the root of illness? We talked about before. It is ajnanam. It is ignorance. So when the right knowledge we get, then slowly we are able to come out of these three gates and turn our life. You say, I cannot do it. I feel so weak. I feel so tired. I feel helpless. I don't have any courage. I don't have strength. You say, invoke Shakti. Because we just celebrated Navratri. And Mother Goddess represents Shakti, represents energy, represents power. So use the power of inner strength to remove negative qualities. That's why we have talked about in Navratri, first 3 days is Mother Durga to destroy our negative qualities. Next 3 days is Mother Lakshmi to fill our heart with positive qualities, positive wealth. And then the last 3 days are for Mother Saraswati, for knowledge. So the Shakti is within every one of us, this ability. And that's why the importance of woman in the house, because a lady of the house is the one that is responsible for guiding the children. The first mother is the first teacher. She is the first guide, of course, father also. So it is the duty of the mother and the father to start this knowledge early and then make sure they continue on this path. And Patanjali Maharishi on his Ashtanga Yoga, we all know those 8 paths. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. So Yama is controlling of my dealing with outside. I become unselfish. I reduce my anger and violence and himsa. I do not practice that. And niyama is controlling within. Inside, I develop positive qualities. And then doing asana and pranayama, not just for body health, but for mental health and for spiritual health. Because asana and pranayama, if it is done with the right attitude, can take your mind towards God. And that's why when we do the breathing, you chant the mantra of the Lord, Om Namah Shivaya or Shri Krishna Sharanam Namah. Chant the mantra when you breathe. And then, of course, pratyahara, you withdraw from the negative. Dharana, you hold on to the positives. Then sit for meditation and ultimately samadhi, where I become one with God. So Patanjali Maharishi in this Ashtang Yoga has beautifully given us this path. If you haven't, please Google that, Patanjali's Ashtanga Yoga, and learn these 8 steps. And then Bhagavan says, this person reaches Shreyas. Shreyas is not only what is good for me, my family, but what is good for all. Some people do things for themselves, but that is not Shreyas. That is still Prayas. That's what Yamraj Bhagavan tells us in Kathopanishad, if you're only thinking about yourself, it is Prayas. Shreyas is where you are sharing this with everybody, where you are doing what is good for society. And in the process is good for me too. It's not that Shreyas is harmful. It is good for all. And that's why Puja Guruji Swami Tejomayanandaji says in one lecture, he said it very beautifully. He said, the Vedas are the best manual for desire management. If you want to study, just we have a manual of how to drive your car, manual how to operate your phone, manual of self-unfoldment. So best manual of desire management is Vedas, these Upanishads. And by constant trying, these doors of these will get shut. Like in the movies, they always show, or even in these fairy tales, there is this palace and nobody goes for years, where Sleeping Beauty is there, or there is some ghost, and slowly the forest grows around it and the gates get shut because of all the vines and trees growing and nobody has gone there for years. So similarly, if these gates are kept shut, slowly they will close. There won't be any desire, anger. So that's what they say. Like in all of these movies, they talk about, nobody went to this palace and the forest grew around it and nobody could get in. So that is what happens. And Bhagavan says that one who closes these 3 gates, turns his mind towards me, he reaches me. Tato yati param gatim. That person reaches the supreme. And yad gatva na nivartante, he says in the 15th chapter, tad dham paramam mama. So one who has come to me then never falls back to the path of ignorance, to the path of foolishness. So the choice is ours. That's what in the 16th chapter, Bhagavan has given us very clear choice. And we have to understand that Asuri and Devi are within each and every one of us. We have anger, we have greed, we have selfishness, we have jealousy, we have all of these. And the idea of this chapter is to increase the Daivi Sampatti and reduce the Asuri Sampatti. Last week I talked about the scale, where there is a scale and there is weight and then there is grain. So if you either you can increase the grain or reduce the weight. So reduce the weight of negative, then the, automatically the positive will increase. And one who has woken up to this truth, then he never goes back to the world of ignorance. Just as in my dream, I may be suffering. But once I wake up, I don't go back to that dream of ignorance. So similarly, one who has woken up to this truth, yad gatva na nivartante, Bhagwan says, he gives us the guarantee that once you have woken up to my nature, you will never go back to that world of foolishness, that world of ignorance. So we have about 10, 15 minutes. Kusum, do you have a story you were going to tell? Four kings. But come close to the mic and speak loud so everybody can hear you. You said you have a story of five minutes.
I wanted to say this, this how we can overcome these three. Guruji has given it.
Yeah, little loud and close to the mic and speak little loud.
Also, besides that, I wanted to say about these three things, the anger and greed and desire, how to overcome. Guruji has given it very beautifully in this thing, how we can overcome, if I can say that. The story was not as important, maybe.
Okay,
I can say
yeah, you
time.
Can tell it, sure.
This, because we are doing this subject right now.
That's fine.
The story was, maybe next time I can tell the story.
Okay.
So Guruji says that we can overcome these three, the desire, anger,
little and loud. Come close to the mic and speak loud. Because they can't hear you in the audience here.
Guruji says that we can overcome this desire.
Okay, hold on. I'll put my mic here. Go ahead.
Guruji gives a beautiful things how we can overcome the desire, anger, and the greed. So he says we can overcome by Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, and Dhyana Yoga. For the Jnana Yoga, he says, inquire. Inquiry is like that we think that the objects gives us the...
We lost her. I think they are all of them got muted. Everybody got muted. Can we unmute them? Everybody got muted, I think, from the computer.
Oh. That is, this is all Jnana Yoga. And also by cultivating the opposite virtues.
Okay.
So if you have desire, then control the senses. If you have anger, then be compassionate. And if you have greed, charities, develop the positive values.
Right.
And also the right conduct. Right conduct, we have to reach of our behavior, how we are acting with other people and how we do it. Right conduct. So these all fall into Jnana Yoga. Then he says Bhakti Yoga, by path of devotion also we can overcome these three gates to hell. So he said love God, which will help overcome desires for worldly possessions and the beings. Also second, he said offer our anger, desire and greed to the feet of the Lord. Saying, get angry with God, say, he doesn't stay in my mind while I'm doing japa. Say, greed by doing more and more sadhana. Say, I did 10 japas today, tomorrow I'll do 20 or something. So keep greed in your mind for the japas. And, and also have a desire to see Lord someday. So these are the three, and pray regularly, he says. So these fall in the Bhakti Yoga. Then Karma Yoga, he also says, do by performing the duties unconditionally without ego, ego-centered desires and without attachment. And also dedicate to the higher, to the God. And the other thing he says, receiving the result as a prasad of God. So you don't insist on a particular result. Whatever you get, you take it as it is. That also, all these will conserve our energy. And the fourth he says, path of meditation, dhyana. Use that as the to exhaust all these desires and everything by using a sakshi witness, means you know, when you meditate, just have the sakshi witness all these things. So he said, all these are the various methods we can apply, whichever fits. All of us are different. So whichever path is best for us, we can apply and get rid of all of these. And these three gateways are really the obstruction to our either spiritual and also material success. So he said, we must prevent these three gates by these three five methods. And we must overcome this to recognize our true human goal, which is self-realization.
Thank you.
God, he said it very nicely in those three, four things. So thank you for giving me time.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Anybody else has any questions, comments? Lata, anything?
No, not today.
Okay. Satish Bhai, anything you would like to add?
Well, I really was intrigued with this theory of Pratipaksha. I think it's very good. And also, I just recently heard Swami Parajitananda, who talks about the two things we have to be always constantly be aware of. And one is the frequency and the intensity of all these bad qualities that we inherit in ourselves. So he says, just by being aware at all times,
okay,
you automatically have the desire to reduce those. And it really helps you in your daily life.
Right.
And I have tried that, and I think a lot of things, it really works.
Mm. Thank you. So what Satish Bhai said, the frequency and intensity of thoughts.
Especially anger.
Right.
Anger is one of them.
Yes.
That's really, so the frequency, how frequent you get anger,
right,
how intense you were. And it when you are aware of it, you know, it does help reduce it.
Right. So true. We are what we think.
Correct.
And then if you have fallen back, then become aware of that. Thank you. Good points. Thank you, Kusum also. Carrie, you have anything you would like to add? I think you raised your hand. No? Anybody else? Any questions, comments? So we do have two upcoming events. Swami Ishwarananji, I mentioned, he will be here from next Monday to Friday, 17 to 21 in the evening, 7 to 8 p.m. And he will be talking on first chapter of Shweta Ashvatara Upanishad. It's a very, very beautiful text. He will only do the first chapter. The book is available in the office. Umaji, I'll try to send it to you. They have closed the post office near my house, but we'll try to send it if we can. And please pick up the book from the office and he will do the first chapter of that. And then the 23rd is our holy celebration. So we will have a class.
Diwali.
So we will have a class next Sunday. Today is the 9th. So there will be a Gita class on 16th. On 23rd, there will be no Bhagavad Gita class. We will have holy celebrations. Thank you so much. So we will have Diwali celebration on 23rd. Diwali. I think I'm in the wrong season. So we will have Diwali and it will be, we'll do Lakshmi Puja and then followed by a nice lunch. And then we'll be talking about significance of Diwali. I don't know if we'll be able to do that on Zoom. I'll let you know next week. If we can do the Zoom, you can watch the Lakshmi Puja and then, you know, listen to the whatever little we can talk about it. So we'll see. I'll let you know next week whether we'll do that on Zoom or not. But so those who are not here can still, you know, benefit from that. And we'll have a short talk on the significance of Diwali and all that. So we'll end. Any other questions, comments?
Just wanted to thank you for taking the trouble to send me the book. Thank you very much.
Sure, definitely.
Let one of them color you on your face on the day of Diwali.
Yes. So your holy desires get fulfilled.
Fulfilled, I know. Yes. Thank you. Because, yeah, that's what we'll do. I'll have worship and bring some color on the 23rd.
For colorful food.
Colorful food, colorful clothes. So we'll get color. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you all for joining. We have more people on Zoom than we have live, but it's good as long as people are listening from all different cities. So thank you very much. Hari Om. We'll do the closing prayer. And we'll all go to the office for Aarti after this, to the main hall for the Aarti. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhave. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you. Hari Om.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you next Sunday.